Michelle Simmons is Australian of the Year and Professor at the University of New South Wales. On Tuesday, she launched the book Best Australian Science Writing 2018. This is part of what she said.
I have to say, I've read a lot of the book and I think it's fantastic. You know, scientists, we typically marvel at the different ways in which we observe the world. For me personally, I actually loved art and English as well as science. And I found great pleasure from describing the world with words, with diagrams and pictures, graphically. And then when I found mathematics, I couldn't believe that you could describe the world with equations. And it's really the combination of all three that has brought me the greatest joy. And I believe it fundamentally allows us to understand things deeply and intuitively. When I was young, I actually really loved to fly. And most of all, I liked to be up in the aeroplane, looking down at the ground and contemplating just how incredibly small we looked, like little ants running across the planet. And I think that's also why I wanted to be an astronaut, just to see what the world would look like from space. Not only just to see how small we all were, but also to see how small our world is. And to see all the other stars and planets out there with completely different perspectives. It's diversity of thought and the ability to see things at different angles that teaches us about the way the world is and who we are. Many different ways of observing the world are beautifully encapsulated in this book, The Best of Australian Science 2018. Which has a bit of a focus on quantum physics, my passion, and mathematics, and I definitely encourage you to read it. I have loved reading through the short stories, there are 33 of them, and they will challenge your views on the world and the insights into life as we currently understand them, from cosmology and the point of life itself, all the way through to the very makeup of our being with the world at the scale of atoms. As a practicing scientist, we tend to write experimental scientific papers, which we describe very complex experiments, well, you need a large amount of background reading in order to be able to understand what we've done. However, at the core of every single paper, there is a nub of an idea or of a new concept, a new understanding or a technical achievement. Sometimes there are many of those in those papers. And what I like about these short stories is it's their way of attempting to tease out those nubs. And it does so across vastly different fields in these 33 stories. It has stories on quantum entanglement from Robin Arianhood, on understanding string theory from Margaret Wertheim, and then on how experimental cancer treatment actually saved our chief scientist, Ian Chubb, with Michael Slezak. That's a great read. And there's also a great tale about an Australian botanist and an Australian chemist who worked together to develop painkillers 100 times more powerful than morphine out of a protein that they discovered in a lettuce in the Congo. Imagine that, Liam Maddox. So these stories, they're designed to provoke thought. They're to be savored, really, one by one. And I would encourage you all to spend a little bit of time in between reading each one. And one of the things I've had really fantastic pleasure in is discussing them with my children. My children are 15, 14, and 11. And over dinner every night, we will discuss a story and the concepts behind it and what it means. And you know, it's been fantastic for us. So whether it's discussing over a family dinner, whether it's with parties of friends, or even bedtime reading, you're going to learn something from reading them.
Professor Michelle Simmons, Australian of the Year, launching Best Australian Science Writing 2018. More from her in Occam's Razor in a week from now on RN.